I'll say the two of you, well, once we got the tent up, which is a job for, well, just a minute, first of all we'd stop at the where we were going to camp, and then next thing we'd stretch out the dog lines, the wire rope with lines, you know, chains strung along it for the dogs, and we'd make jolly sure that they would stretch them out well apart too, so the dogs wouldn't get at each other. And then having tethered the dogs, we'd feed them then. I can't remember the exact order, but that was one of the things that we were to do pretty promptly, and we'd see to them as soon as we could. And then we'd put up the tent together, and while one man was getting snow in and getting the primers going, the other man would be perhaps feeding the dogs and ashing the getting the gear out of sleeping bags and things off the sledge, and doing what was necessary that way. Anyway, by the time the outside man had finished, he'd hoped that there was something brewing inside the tent, a cup of tea or something of the sort. Anyway, start us off, because you just had your whack, and after you'd had your 1¾ pounds, that was it, wasn't it? But by golly, we did enjoy that too. Pemmican, some people talk about pemmican with a bit of a sneer, but we couldn't get enough of it. It was marvellous. Oh, it was great. You know, and you're hungry. It was half fat and half oxo or beef flavour or something, but anyway, it was great stuff. What do you see? We were better off on the sea ice, because now and again we'd come across a seal, and we'd cut that up, we'd kill that and cut it up for the dogs and ourselves. The dogs would get 14 parts for the 14 dogs, and we'd get the head. And then we'd make our stew, our usual stew of pemmican and water and a bit of pea flour in it. And then what we'd do, we'd get the break open the head, the skull, and get the brains out and stew them too. What else? We'd get some of the meat and chop it up with little bits and skew that for about 20 minutes. Boy, you never had such a feed in your life. You see, it'd fill us up then. But the trouble with the rations were, they were enough. There were thousands of calories in it, I suppose. But you used to go through you like a dose of salt. I don't know what it was, the matter, whether there wasn't much fibre or too much fat. But you never used to feel full, but we were never starving. Never starving. Not on those rations, as long as the rations lasted.